Hey there, everybody.
It's Casey and Jason here this morning, and we missed you guys last week.
Yeah, we're sorry.
But it's actually because I completely forgot. So we have a live on YouTube every single Wednesday at 3 p.m., and we mentioned, like, oh, we didn't do our podcast yet, because we always do it in the morning.
Yep,
you know?
And then we were going to do it the next day.
Well, no, we said that night we were going to do it.
Yep, and then the next day, and now here we are, Wednesday, so we're doing it.
yeah, so there's been a lot going on, but yet there hasn't been. You know, I mean, we've been working hard, but we just...
explanation.
Right, I mean, we've been working hard, but then it's like we got, like, socked with, like, 3 days of rain and gloom. I don't know about you, but I felt, like, so unmotivated.
Yeah.
And, like... so tired, and yet as I'm sitting here, it's like I was feeling a little stressed too, because, you know, you just are looking at the projects,
right? And you're thinking about everything that you have to do
and the date,
right? And it's raining outside, and there's really, you can't obviously plant when it's right. raining outside, and just the dark, cloudy, rainy days, they do make you less motivated.
I mean, yeah, put me in a fog.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just wanted to eat like crap again.
Yep, and we did.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, I have definitely gained weight during this at home. Yeah. Like, I put on my shorts
last week.
And I was just like, I couldn't even, like usually I can snugly fit the button, but there was no snugging.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get the button to the hole. Like, oh, shoot.
And we've just recently started, I went and picked up food from Culver's.
It's like the first time.
I gotta say, I'm so, like, disappointed with Culver's, but yet...
Well, it really is just fast food.
Yeah.
It's just fast food.
You know, and I didn't even say anything to you last night, but it's like, so I got... I ordered a double bacon cheeseburger.
Oh my goodness.
And I wanted, you know, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and onions on it. And then I get home and I look at the, and they put the ketchup and mustard on the bottom, which I never understand that. But so I take the bottom bun off and I look, and there's literally like one tiny little squirt of mustard. I didn't even see the ketchup, one onion, and one tiny pickle. On a cheeseburger. I was
they've gotten skimpy with their product, or they have bad people working there.
And
like
then we,
lazy.
Right. And then we ordered the cheese cups with our fries. Both of ours were only halfway filled. I don't know if you noticed that.
That's all they are. And sometimes they're full. The one time I got it, it was only a quarter full. But what do? You go through the drive-thru again, like, hey, my cheese cup is only a quarter full. You know, I feel like a total bad ASS.
Yes. Right.
I want a fuller cheese
cup. They know you're too ashamed to come back through.
I know.
Fill my cup. Cheese.
They're banking on the cheese cups. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we got the mixers. So I like
ice cream. That is.
Yeah. And you can put any type of candy in it you want. And I like mine extra chunky. If I'm going to go and eat calories and just do it up, like, I want it done right, and I like them extra chunky, so that means more candy throughout the whole thing. Every single time I tell Jason I want it extra chunky, so what do? You go through the drive-thru.
Yep. And I say, put double the amount of stuff in there, make it, you know, extra chunky, make sure it's
all the way to the
bottom. It's all the way to the bottom, you know, because sometimes it's just ground up in the top, and then it's just all ice cream at the bottom.
And it never fails.
It never
Every
happens.
Time. Every time I get one, and it's just like completely blended in, and then the whole bottom half is just vanilla ice cream. Who the heck just wants vanilla ice cream?
Maybe what we'll do is, you know, so the next time you're hankering for something like that, we'll get those mini Snickers. And we'll just...
the fun size?
Pour those in a bowl, and I'll put a little scoop of vanilla ice cream on top, and
By the way,
you should be good to go.
Why do they call them fun size? What the heck is so fun about a small candy bar?
Yeah.
You know, the big one should be called fun size.
Fun size. You're going to have fun with this one.
Yeah, so we've been doing that. And then on top of that, I got quite a few raised beds planted up already, and we've been actually sharing how I plant them and all of our raised garden recipes on our YouTube channel, The Lawrence Garden Farm. And it's really cool, because you know, we've got new combinations every single year, but this year I kind of feel like, you know, last year we did them so cool, so perfect. Everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to see what you do this year. I almost felt like kind of like there was like pressure on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but as an artist, if you are pressured, sometimes your work isn't as good. So I'm very fearful that our gardens won't be as like...
Yeah, see, I'm not. I know that. I mean, that's just, you know, pressure that you put on yourself because they were so good last year. Yeah. It's like, well, how can I beat that? And you really don't have to beat it. It's just that it'll look just as good, but it'll look different because some of the combinations are different. And I mean, I know just from, I mean, how many years have you been doing raised beds? They always look amazing. So, I mean, they're going to look amazing.
I feel like last year were my favorite.
There's no need to worry.
My whole thing is never copy what I did the year before, because even if it worked, because I just really want to bring like new ideas. Like if it was just our garden and we weren't sharing, we weren't doing this and helping others, yeah, I would probably duplicate a lot of gardens that we've done in the past.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've got 20 raised beds, so I think if you duplicate a couple, nobody's gonna know. You're safe there.
They're,
you know, you
me.
Could you could They're switch up me. The location. You could do the same plantings that you did, but just do it in a different bed.
Yeah,
you know, and that way it'll
that's true.
It'll change things.
But
up,
this year, though, I have been. Because last year we had the big photo shoot for Country Gardens. So that's why I actually did even more flowers than ever last year. So they were more colorful for photos. But this year I've actually been, I feel like, throwing in more vegetables because we love eating fresh. We love eating what we grow. But, I mean, I just really want to get more food out of the gardens.
Yeah,
even though
sure.
we have more than what we could eat. But I've been
we
stuffing
do get a
it
lot
with,
of food.
Right, but I've been stuffing it with more things that, like, we actually really eat out of
right
the garden.
Yeah, it, like, you know, for me, number one would be pickles.
Yeah,
being able to have,
I feel like,
pickles
we never have
like
enough
year round, like, that we can just pull out of the pantry, because pickles are and even our kids love pickles, but that's one of our favorites. You know, and just real quick, so speaking of the magazine, just real briefly, thank you to anybody that's gone out and we've had
so
people
much.
That have you know, commented. There was just one this morning. I read that they were at the grocery store. They got everything all checked out, packed in their car, started driving away, realized that they forgot to get it and went back in to get it. And during these times, I mean, that's pretty.
That's really
nice. So thank you to everybody.
That's amazing.
Very
that's
cool.
Amazing.
And outstanding support there.
Yeah,
so.
And even on Instagram too. Like a lot of people just sharing it in their stories.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
The one thing that, you know, I was, you know, I understand why, but the one thing I was a little disappointed about is that we can't, like, open the magazine in our stories to show anything. But it's like, what if
you
were
what?
To, like, what if you were to just quickly, like, go through it? Like, so somebody gets just, like, a view of it, but it's not like they can read it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
What's
like,
going to
you know,
happen?
A teaser.
So if we do that, is all of a sudden, are we going to, you know, like police are going to come storming down the driveway and knock on the door and they're going to arrest us? Like, what's going to happen if we actually do it?
I know. But we need to contact them for those pictures, because otherwise, if it goes on too long, they're going to be like, we don't even have them anymore. Because Country Gardens magazine is over. Like, this was the
right, that's
last
what I'm saying.
Issue.
So what are they, you know, the Country Garden SWAT team, they're gonna come flying in on their ropes, like, kicking through the windows, like, drop the magazine, drop the phone.
I know. But it was a really good magazine, though. Like, there were so many really beautiful gardens.
It was.
It's a good one.
I love
it's a good
the...
one. They did go out with a bang. There's so many great gardeners featured in there.
Yeah.
It was just really good reads.
True.
And so beautiful. Really beautiful. But moving on.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, Jason and I lately, we've been, you know, a bit conflicted, I feel, with, you know, the garden farm. So, I mean, we've been working really hard on building the garden farm. If you're listening to this, you most likely already know our story behind it. But just quickly, we live on a property that's been in my family for 9 generations. And we have 5 acres, and it's surrounded by 60 acres of my dad's property. And my whole family lives on some part of this farm, and we are building what's called the Lawrence Garden Farm because we want to provide, you know, like trial gardens where people can see how different varieties last and new varieties. We want to provide an educational place for, you know, kids to come and other people any age to come and host small events like showers or family gatherings or something like that, you know. But the conflict we're having right now with ourselves is all of the growth that is happening around the garden farm.
Right. So it's one thing that that both of us are
concerned
alike with and concerned about is we both like our peace and quiet. We love nature, so we love being able to go outside and hear the insects, the birds. Mm-hmm. These last few days have definitely highlighted things because the wind is coming from the east and the interstate is just 1 mile east of us, and they just redid the interstate, so it sounds louder than it did last year. And I think mm-hmm. the reason for that is because when they put the new interstate in, it's new concrete, there's grooves in it as opposed to like an asphalt smooth pavement. I mean, that contributes to a lot of it, but it's just that. And we've got, you know, we're not against, you know, certain things, but I mean, there's just a lot of like
so all of our neighbors around us, I feel like there's more and more new neighbors, you know. There's always a new house as an eyesore somewhere, even though they're beautiful homes, but to us, if it's not trees or woods or something natural, it's an eyesore, you know. It's just another building made by the man, you know. And they're free to do that, it's their property, so don't get me wrong, but just saying that it's just more and more noise,
right? And our road that we live on, not to mention, is basically the first main road west of the interstate. So a lot of people use that road to get to and from certain places. Right. So every year,
it gets busier,
there's more and more traffic on the road. And I know I used to do this when I was younger, but every time, so there's probably about a mile stretch of road that we're on, and then you've got, you know, stop signs on each end of that. So there's always people that are like, as they're going past our house, their foot is on the gas, and maybe they got like a big truck with like, you know, a special exhaust on there. And so it's like, and they're like accelerating towards the next stop sign that's right down at the end of the road. And I'm like, oh, every time that happens, I wish I had like spike strips that I could push a button for that would just come up in front of our, I would just, oh man.
No, but, I hear you. But
and so, I used to do the same thing when I was younger. I used to have a Trans Am.
I never liked that.
You know,
I've never liked that. So growing up here, I lived in, we lived in our farmhouse that was like literally 2 or 3 10-acre lots away. And it was always so quiet and peaceful here, and there was like nobody here. It was like considered the country. And when people move here now, they consider it the country. But to me, I'm starting to feel like, no, it's starting to feel like subdivision-like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even though we still got our property and everything, but, you know, when you're used to something and that's what you want to maintain and continue having, it's really hard to get used to people moving in
around you. And I'm all for that. Because I'm a home builder, so I in fact would be fine if they lowered what the minimum lot sizes were, because there are a lot of people that they don't mind that subdivision feel. They just want to have more land. They'd still be able to do that, but for us, I feel like we need to be somewhere where we're set back even further off the road. There's natural trees and woods to block us from the road that takes away some of that noise and just some of that if we're looking out our windows or we're coming out the front, we don't see any road whatsoever.
I know, and it's really hard houses, right now, because you know? Like people just like even stop on the road when we're working out there and they just like look at the property. And not because like they know us or anything like that. It's just because, you know, there's always something being torn up, something being added, and people are naturally curious.
People are like, oh, what's going on back there, you know?
And it's like constant though.
Yeah,
this year especially. And I think it's because we've been bringing in all that soil with the berms, and I think they're like, what are they doing, you know?
Right.
It's like, but it's like, it's none of your business. Yeah. Keep driving.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, I understand it too. I mean, if there's something like, you know, I was driving by and I was like, oh, what's going on back there? I mean, if I had time, you know, maybe I would stop and take a look. I know,
but it's constant. And yeah. It's just kind of frustrating. And, you know, I guess for me too, it's like, if we're doing what we're doing here, we're building this property. Right now, like I said, we have 5 acres, and I would like to make it even bigger than that, because 5 acres would be enough to build the gardens on, but then you'd need additional property for some type of an additional building to host events, a parking lot. Say we ever wanted to provide something else, like a tree farm for Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
You need more land. You need more land.
Sure.
Or yeah. Say you want to, you know, provide some type of, you know, store with like seed
right.
starting
well, I mean,
and
that,
professional products. You know, you have to have more
right.
land. And I don't think, I don't think that we'll be able to purchase more land because, you know.
Not anytime in the near future.
Right.
I mean, and the, you know, the other thing too that I think about all the time is we're zoned A2, which means agricultural. And from what I understand, you can have produce stand. You are able to have like small hobby farm, you know, sell eggs, do things like that. But as far as like if we started to get to the point where we had like a lot of people coming here, I don't know that we can necessarily do that. Somebody
yeah.
could basically mm-hmm. shut us down, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, and there we go.
What was that? Oh. Is that the cat or a gunshot?
Another gunshot. And that's the other thing, too. Like, you know, we're not getting into any details, but, like, we have, like, a neighbor that just constantly shoots all the time, which, you
there
know, it's their property.
Nice days.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they choose the nicest day out of the week, and which right now we don't get many. And they start from the morning all the way till at night. And it's not just, like, one shot every hour. It's, like, you know, every few minutes there's a shot. Sometimes it's automatic. So it's just like constant. And when we're trying to film videos, that's our main business right now. That's
right.
How we're making
and
money.
And it's not like it's loud because of where we are. Their property kind of abuts and runs behind ours.
Yeah.
And so it's loud.
And I don't mind if somebody's out there target practicing, but do you need a whole day to
right.
practice?
Like we've got a gun
of a
club.
Shot are you?
Yeah, I mean we've got a gun club that is just east of us on
yeah.
the interstate,
and they don't even
and,
make as much noise.
And I'm fine with the noise there because it's at a gun club. It's you know a mile east of us. It's
yeah.
not like right on top of us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I mean mm-hmm. I know that's a big venting. Venting session.
But yeah,
there,
we
but.
Just want you guys to know kind of like where we're at with, you know, growing the garden farm and what we're up to, you know, these days. And now today, Jason's going to start, well, he's already started building the window boxes.
Yeah. Yep.
But today we're going to create a video of Jason actually putting them together and hanging the new window boxes because our other ones that are on the front of the house right now are pretty old and falling apart.
Right,
so.
They are. So they definitely need to be replaced because the bottoms would literally come out of mm-hmm. them this year. They're big, you know, they're
yeah.
7 foot wide by a foot deep. And there's a lot of dirt in there. And wet dirt weighs a lot. And it
yeah.
it would definitely, I think the bottoms would fall out this year or they when would that, fall off the house this
that,
year.
When, that sucked,
when they're in all their glory, too,
yeah.
you know.
When they're huge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just put together my little combination for the window boxes this year. So I'm really excited. It's like really vibrant and tropical looking.
Yeah. So that's going to be, we're going to try and shoot two videos today. The one would be myself, you know, putting the window, building
DIY.
The window box, putting it on,
mm-hmm.
and then Casey planting it up.
Mm-hmm. Planting the recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I already have so many planting up window box videos to where I don't think this one needs to be, like, long. I think just placing it in there, I mean, you know.
Saying what plants
yeah.
that you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really all it needs to be, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's nice to have a new one every year. It's just mm-hmm. nice to update and be,
yeah.
you know, that way if somebody comes to the channel, there's three different, you know, three or four different concoctions that they can.
The fourth one we are sharing. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's nice too because so many people are like, well, what are they? What are all those in there? It's like, well, go watch the video. And by watching the video, it supports us.
Yeah.
You know, it supports us. It supports our channel and it supports everything we do here at the Garden Farm. So, but yeah, we just wanted to keep you guys updated on, you know, where we are at and what we're up to.
Yeah, because I personally, I have no problem starting over again.
I do.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, this is what we do. We share everything that we do. I think people would love to see us, you know, like starting from scratch again.
But to me, my head, with the vision I have of the Lawrence Garden Farm, mm-hmm. I feel like this is still the beginning of what we have already right now.
It is the beginning. I agree.
To where it's like to start over in those beginning stages, it took us how many years?
Yeah.
Just because we do all the work ourselves.
Right.
You know, yeah. And it saves a ton of money when you do the work yourself.
It does.
You know? But I guess, you know, if we were to find a property, it would be nice to find a property with a few more, like, little
staples,
wooded areas.
Right.
You know.
Because then that would be less that we would have to do
there,
you know.
I feel like when you have a natural landscape that you're already working with, it makes it that much easier.
It
makes it feel that much more complete. Like, I feel like what's going to cost us a lot of money that has already costed us money just to add were our trees. And
mm-hmm.
we want a more of a wooded feel throughout
property.
We're
on flat farm field that didn't have a single tree on it. So
so we're like adding hills and berms to kind of like create more of like, you know, eye-catching appeal for like the land differences and just creating like something unique. And it's just really hard because we started off with just like this flat piece of property.
Yeah. Yep.
And don't get me wrong, we are so grateful for everything we have. But if we're able to provide a space that we think in the future overall would be a better location and just better overall.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Gotta consider it.
You gotta consider it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so, well, that's where we're at. So
yeah.
I just want to keep you guys updated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening today. And if you don't already do, feel free to check us out on our YouTube channel, The Lawrence Garden Farm. And that's where we share everything. So from tips and ideas in the garden to our vlog, which is documenting the entire process of building the garden farm, along with, you know, gardening with our family and projects and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Take care, everybody.
See ya.